Jesus is the builder of the church. We find in the book of Matthew, chapter 16 and verse 18, Jesus speaking to the apostle Peter, and he says, "I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." I often wonder if there's anyone left in this world who has knowledge that this passage exists. And if so, have they given it any real thought? On virtually every street corner, one can find a, quote, church building. And somewhere on that same street corner, one will find a sign. And on that sign, you will find a name associated with this particular, quote, church. Did you ever stop to think that most of these churches are named or identified by something or someone other than Christ? We've got the Baptist Church, the Lutheran Church, the Mormon Church, the Catholic Church, the Evergreen Church, and the list goes on. Let's take a moment and look more closely at what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. He said, "I will build my church." It's a very simple, straightforward statement, one that really shouldn't be that hard to understand. Did he say that he was going to build the Baptist Church, the Lutheran Church, the Catholic Church? Did he say that he was going to build a church named after a tree, the Evergreen Church? No. He said, "I will build my church, the Church of Christ, the church that belongs to Christ." The fact is that all of these, quote, churches that I've mentioned were established by mere mortal men many years after Christ died and shed his blood on the cross, making payment, the purchase price for the church, his church. Not one of the, quote, churches that I've mentioned were established on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, other than the Lord's church. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved, Acts 2 and 47. The Lord added to his church, the church that he built. There's a reason that in Romans chapter 16 and verse 16 that the Apostle Paul makes reference to the churches or congregations of Christ. It's his church. He paid the price. He is the chief cornerstone. He has ownership over which he purchased. He rules over that in which he built. In the following verse, Matthew 16 and verse 19, Jesus says, "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Jesus says, "I will give you access and opportunity to enter the kingdom and or the church that I'm going to build or establish." No mortal man can give us access to the church that Jesus built. No council, no committee, no bishop, no pope can give us access or opportunity to enter the Lord's kingdom and or church. Jesus Christ alone gives access and opportunity by way of his blood and his gospel message and our obedience to that message. It's his church, the church that he built. Jesus is the builder of the church.